Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joe LaBava is here, too. Joe's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the franchise king. He is our franchise expert, and he's here to talk to us about some new doings, some new events, some new circumstances in the world of franchising. Joe LaBava. Oh, by the way, he's also the author of an outstanding book called Become a Franchise Owner. And if you want to become a franchise owner, you got to have this book. Joel, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me from beautiful, sunny, chilly Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. you guys, the winter just keeps on coming up there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're not getting snow, but this weather in the 50s is just, let's go already. Let's rock and roll. Let's get in the 70s. We're all sick of it.
Right.
But now where you are, it's always warm down in Alabama, right?
Absolutely. So tell me about this new franchise stuff going on.
Yeah, there's been a few franchisors that have waived franchise fees, and it's not something that I recommend or am very fond of. However, in this case, it's for a good reason, because TCBY and Mrs. Fields, both food franchises, they have waived them for the first 50 military veterans that sign on and become franchisees. So that is good stuff.
Is that a permanent waiving of the fees?
No, just for the first 50 military veterans.
But it would be permanently for those 50?
Well, because it's just the one-time upfront fee. So, yeah, it's permanent.
Oh, you mean the upfront fee, not the monthly?
Yeah, not the royalties.
Well, so that's good. So that's kind of a big deal, because I would think for TCBY, what is the upfront fee for TCBY?
It's got to be in that $30,000 range, which is
I would have thought it was more than that. And Mrs. Fields, who, by the way, I've interviewed her on my show before.
Oh yeah, I met her. I met her in Cleveland a few years ago. She spoke.
Beautiful lady, and Debbie has been on the show. It's been a long time. She was just getting started when I interviewed her. So they're talking about, and that's got to be a big help to these folks to be able to that. I mean, that's 30 or 40 or whatever $1,000 of upfront costs.
Yeah,
you don't have to go to the bank and get or whatever, right?
Yeah, that's huge. And it's not like lenders are falling all over themselves trying to loan money to veterans.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. What's up with that? Have you heard about that? Is this something you're hearing?
Well, in general, traditional lenders, it's still pretty tough out there to get loans for startup franchises. You and I know that's not news. We've been talking about it for the past couple of years. But for military veterans, especially, the ones coming back from overseas, for the most part, I haven't met one yet that has a significant net worth. They're young guys and gals, for the most part, and they need all the help they can get if they want to start a business.
Well, and I'll tell you something else about those guys. And of course, each case is different. Each individual is different.
Right.
But in general, having had a pretty significant military background myself, and having been around veterans a lot all my life, and hiring them and employing them, working with them, and seeing them perform, when you get somebody who comes back out of the military, in general, they understand about leadership, they understand about organization, they understand about discipline, they understand training, the importance of training. They understand how to let an organization function, meaning a lot of people don't realize this, but the military, The non-commissioned officers run our military. The sergeants and the corporals, they run the military, not the generals and the lieutenants and the captains. And so they understand that.
Yeah. I've been able to speak to some veterans groups, and I've met a lot of these guys and gals, and I've helped a few get into business, and they can be fantastic franchise owners. Now, that's a general mm-hmm. statement. Not every veteran is going to be perfect for franchising, but in general, they do have all the abilities needed to run a successful franchise.
Right. Yeah, no question about it. So good for Mrs. Fields Cookies and the TCBY, the yogurt group. Thank good for them for both of them offering 50 for the first 50 veterans who apply and are approved get their initial fee waived, their franchise fee waived.
Do you see this
happening? Do you see other franchisees, franchisors following suit?
I've seen opportunities like this come and go over the past few years. Definitely, some franchises do it. They might not waive the entire fee. They might cut it in half. Of course, the ones that belong to VetFran, which is an organization that's associated with the International Franchise Association, automatically a discount given to them. And there's a couple hundred franchisors that are on that program.
Well, and I can see other franchisors coming up with their own variation on that theme.
Yeah,
there might be, they might even offer an either or kind of thing. They might say you can either waive this one or take advantage of another opportunity. I can see them getting creative about this.
Oh yeah, yeah. I worked with a franchisor by the name of May Brigade years ago, and they gave some free territory as part of the package to a couple of veterans that I put in business. As a matter of fact, so that was great.
Right. I'm glad to see this. Do you see this as a potential? Do you see this becoming any? I mean, if franchises are, I don't know the. It seems to me that the franchise industry is probably not doing that great right now, with the economy like it is and with financing like it is. I wonder if they might, expand this to other people. Let's talk about that after this break. Hey, Joel, give us your website, please.
www.thefranchiseteam.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Joel Abava and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.